RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
And at 7:34, it's good morning to Darren Frahill.
A very good morning to you as well, Audrey. Manchester United and Chelsea both won in the Champions League last night. United 4-1 winners against the Turkish side Başakşehir, and they are now within a point of qualifying for the next round of the competition. Bruno Fernandes scored twice. Marcus Rashford and Daniel James were also on target. Chelsea have qualified for the knockout rounds. They beat Rennes 2-1. Callum Hudson-Odoi with the opening goal. And then Oliver Giroud headed in a late injury time winner. Frank Lampard is the Chelsea manager.
We can only worry about ourselves. And, you know, if you work on your performance and the team's working together and the newer players are integrating and we're working on the training ground and preparing right, hopefully the performance comes. And I think they've certainly improved very quickly at the start of the season. And then hopefully results follow. But now I think we're seeing a bit more of a, hopefully, a ruthless nature to us in terms of how we can try and keep clean sheets. Not always possible, as you saw tonight, but defend well and score goals at the other end.
Wins also last night for Sevilla, Dortmund, Lazio, Barcelona, PSG and Juventus. The remaining quarterfinal in the extra.ie FEI Cup will take place tonight. Sligo Rovers are up against Derry City. It's at 7:30 and the winners will be away to Shamrock Rovers in the semi-finals on Sunday. Now, the Irish forwards coach Simon Easterby has suggested that changes for the Georgia game will be kept to a minimum this weekend. Johnny Sexton, Ed Byrne and Rob Henshaw will miss the game because of injury. And there was a general air of disappointment with the performance and the result against England last weekend. But Easterby says he's upbeat ahead of Sunday. He feels patience is required as Ireland try and evolve under new head coach Andy Farrell.
Yeah, I wouldn't say overly concerned, but it is an area on the weekend that, you're right, we spent more time in England's 22 than they spent in ours. We are trying to change the way we play a little bit than we maybe did 12 months ago. It takes time, Michael, to develop those skills, to make better decisions, to make the correct call. So I think there's probably a balance to be had there. Like everything else, there's still lots that we can do better.
Now, the Tipperary County Board has confirmed that their footballers will revert back to their traditional blue and gold jerseys for the All-Ireland semi-final against Mayo. The team wore that special green and white jersey to mark the centenary of Bloody Sunday and their Munster final victory against Cork. I know that's come as a lot of disappointment for many Tipperary people, especially in this morning Ireland parish. The hurlers will meet Galway this Sunday, the Limerick hurlers, and they will meet for the first time since the sides met in the championship way back in that battle in 2018, the All-Ireland final. And what a game that was. It's one that will live very long in the memory of Limerick people everywhere. Defender Dan Morrissey, though, is playing down that fact this time around. He has been speaking to another Morrissey, our own Marty, ahead of this weekend.
Yeah, it seems so long ago now, really. I suppose just over the 2 years. It's the last time we played in championships. So, look, I don't think that's a huge thing. You play teams so often with the new format, and now you're playing teams nearly every year, every second year. So the top 10 teams know each other inside out at this stage.
It's been very impressive. And favourites has been handed out in your direction quite a lot. Does that bother you, or does it influence your mindset?
No, I don't think it does. Look, you try and avoid reading too much into the media and people making you out to be better than you are. We know ourselves last year, maybe after the Munster final, coming into the semi-final, we didn't perform for the first 15 minutes and that cost us big time against Kilkenny. Great to be recognised as contenders. There was years there where Limerick, no one was giving them a chance. They'd be doing well to win one championship game. So I suppose where we've come from in the last two or three years is a big step forward, all right.
Yeah, it's a big one. Limerick and Galway at the weekend. I wonder what our neighbours in Clare will make of that one. Who will they be shouting for come Sunday? Rachel.
God, that's a difficult one now. You know, we don't mind Galway or Limerick. It's Tip who are the enemy. But anyway.
Sitting on the fence.
That's a story for another day. Darren, thank you very much.